We are back on the record. We're going to be discussing petition 64. I mean, sorry, 61. And it's the same petitioner, Mr. McDonald, and the property pardon me?
Yes, this is, you were speaking with my son, John. Jonathan, I'm John.
Okay. So is John going to be handling it?
I'm going to be handling this, John McDonald.
Yeah. Okay, John McDonald, okay. All right. The property appraisers have been previously sworn in. Could you state your name for the record, sir, again?
Yes. John McDonald, representing the property owner.
Okay, thank you.
Melissa Cullen with the property appraiser's office.
Okay. The property appraiser has been previously sworn in. John, raise your right hand. You solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help you God.
Yes, I do.
You're aware of the opening statement, John?
Yes, sir, and have no questions.
Okay, good. All right. Ma'am, would you start?
If I may, Special Magistrate, there was no exchange of evidence for Petition 61.
Yes, and I can just elaborate that we have no evidence and no testimony for that petition, so,
Are you going to, you want to withdraw it?
Well, I can't withdraw because I never got the approval from the owner to withdraw. So if we can read it in, whatever's easier for you at this stage.
Okay, very good. Could you do me a favor, read in the parcel number and the values as well as a brief description of the property?
Okay, the parcel number is R26. 222-18-3190-0000-0140, and the just assessed and taxable value is $1,235,374. This is a property that has a total of 8.5 acres with a warehouse structure that was on it when it was purchased with 5820 square feet, leasable square feet, 6.6% office space. And basically the person purchased three parcels, combined them into this parcel. And if you look at what they paid for the three parcels, it's actually more than our total assessed value. Or just value, excuse me.
Okay. Thank you. Any comments, Mr. McDonald?
No, sir, not at this time.
Okay. End of the petition.